From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. President Obama was in Greece Tuesday, assuring America's European allies that the U.S. will retain its commitment to NATO under the presidency of Donald Trump. On his last foreign trip as president, Mr. Obama said NATO, quoting now, provides significant continuity, even as we see a transition of government in the United States. The U.S. leader also called on NATO members to spend more on defense. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's campaign remarks about NATO's obsolescence have fueled efforts to establish a European defense force separate from NATO. At a gathering of EU foreign and defense ministers in Brussels Monday, the leaders spoke of a more urgent need to set up their own collective defense arrangement, fearing possible American isolationism. Ministers on Monday agreed on a plan that would allow EU nations to send rapid response forces overseas. U.S. President-elect Trump and his vice presidential nominee, Vice President-elect Mike Pence, are meeting Tuesday about key appointments in their new administration. Aides are signaling that former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani could be named Secretary of State. U.S. media reports say retired Army General Michael Flynn, once the head of the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency, a defense intelligence agency, is a possible pick as National Security Advisor. Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions could be named Secretary of Defense or Attorney General. The Russian Air Force Tuesday launched a major operation in Syria's Idlib and Homs provinces. The Defense Ministry said the operation included warplanes from Russia's aircraft carrier, which recently arrived in the eastern Mediterranean. Russian media say airstrikes were aimed at Islamic State and al-Nusra militants. This is VOA News. Members of the U.S. House Republican Conference convened for leadership elections Tuesday. On each of their seats, a red and white Make America Great Again hat, the Trump campaign's signature symbol. House Speaker Paul Ryan's position as Speaker of the House was widely assumed to be in jeopardy if Donald Trump lost the presidential election, but those days seemed forgotten. As Republicans presented a unified front, House Democrats met just down the hall. Representative Tim Ryan, a seven-term congressman from Ohio, says he is interested in challenging current leader Representative Nancy Pelosi for the top Democratic leadership spot. Russian prosecutors charged Economic Development Minister Alexei Ulyukayev with extortion Tuesday and requested he be placed under house arrest. It is Russia's highest-level corruption case in decades. Ulyukayev's lawyer said he denies the charges. Analysts and observers question the charges as politically motivated and say the arrest more likely exposes an internal Kremlin battle between those for and against more state control of the declining Russian economy. An investigative committee says Ulyukayev was detained late Monday after a sting operation carried out by Russia's Federal Security Services. The committee says the minister received $2 million from the state oil company Rosneft in return for a positive assessment on a purchase deal. Egypt's top appeals court has quashed a death sentence against former Islamist President Mohamed Morsi. Edward Uranian reports.
Egypt's Court of Cassation overturned a June 2015 death sentence against former President Mohamed Morsi in a case relating to his breaking out of prison during the country's January 2011 revolution against longtime Egyptian leader Hosni Mubarak. Five of Morsi's associates also had their sentences reduced in the case. Morsi will continue to serve 20 to 40 year sentences in three cases. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
Speaking Tuesday at the end of a visit to the United Arab Emirates, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says a ceasefire in Yemen could start as early as November 17th.
Our sense is that, and most of the parties we talk to agree, in fact, all the parties we talk to agree that there's no military solution. So if that's the fact, then you've got to get into what is the political solution.
Houthi rebels and an alliance led by Saudi Arabia have agreed on a plan to build a national unity government by the end of the year, but the Yemeni government says it is not interested. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes are up. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.